Okay, we're picking up four lines from the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis. We're at the Mishnah, which said, recording the line of the Mishnah, which says, "V'lo b'zefes." You're not allowed to use zefes for the wicks of the lighting for Shabbos. So the Gemara now says, "Zefes." What is zefes? Is zivsa? That's some sort of pitch. And then the Gemara says, "Shava is what? Shava is kirusa. That's wax." So now the Gemara says, "Tana, the Braisa taught." Ad kan psul psilos. So up until now, we're talking about until the idea of, we just mentioned, Rashi points out, until now, ad yiroka shal pnei amayim, right, this green moss thing, that was those are the psulim of psilos, of the disqualification of wicks. However, mekan veilef pasul shmanim, from here on onwards, the Tana is discussing the disqualification of using different types of oils that are not you're allowed to use them because they're not going to light well. So the Gemara says, Pshita, it's obvious because the cases of pitch and wax, that's obviously discussing, going to be Hemshech is going to be discussing unacceptable oils. So what's the point of telling us this? The Gemara says, Shai Vaitzrich Alei, no, the disqualification of wax is using it as an oil, that's necessary to us to tell us that. Why Ma'ad Yusim? I could have said the following, Psilos Nami Lochazia, that the wax is also not suitable for candles as well. So since it's not suitable, it's customary, you could, Rashi points out, that you can make candles of molded around the long wicks, so you could think that these are also usher to use as wicks. So the Gemara says, Kamashman, the Bryce is telling you from here onward that this is disqualification of oil. It's teaching us that wax is disqualified only using it as an oil. However, if you're using it for the wick itself into a wax candle, that would be permitted. That is what the Chiddush is over here. The Gemara now says, Amar Ravi Baravin, Itrana is Psulsa de Zivsa. Itran is some sort of the residue that comes out of the pitch. Okay, that's what Rashi points out. And Shava Psulsa de Zivsa. Wax is residue of the honey. So we're discussing over here beeswax. That's made from the honeycombs of the beehive, right? That's how it comes out. So the Gemara now says, but we already told us this. L'may nafkamina, we already learned this on Chaf Amud Beis. We already identified Shaiva as wax, kirusa. So the Gemara now says, l'mekach chamemkar. This is nafkamina, regards to buying and selling. If I'm selling you the wax, and I'm only referring to the residue of the honey, I don't have to do the further state of the further state of processing this wax. I could tell you that this is all I'm selling you, and that is that what I meant when I said I'm selling you the wax. Okay, that's enough, Kamina. We taught in a brisa. So all those ones that we mentioned in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to use them as wicks to candle, to light on Shabbos. But however, if you're making madura, a very large fire, as she says, even if you're going to use it to warm yourself, meaning you're doing it constantly throughout Shabbos, we're not afraid. Rashi says we're not afraid you're going to come to add to it because it's a massive fire. It's a massive fire that's definitely going to light the whole of Shabbos, so you don't have to be afraid if you add these normal things which are used as puzzle for individual lights, yes, but if you're using them as a big fire, that would not be a problem. Some of the gears of Kira, some of the gears of Menorah, the Gra takes it out. So we have either way, it's mutter to use on the ground or either on a stove, that's the first gear, so we have, or Menorah, which would then be just a menorah, a lamp. So the Gemara says, Velo Asrael Asos Ben Psila Lener Bilvad, and they only prohibited this to make these substances only from a wick for a Shabbos lamp. Okay, Ketiz Gemara now, Velo B'Shem and Kik. What is the Shem and Kik? My Shem and Kik, the Gemara asks. Omar Shmuel Shaltino Ledeve Lechol Nechusa Yama Vyamrali. So, Of Echad Yesh Bekarke Yam. So I asked all the people who sail outside, right, they go into the waters, and they told me that it's a particular bird in these seaport cities. Vikik Shema, its name is Kik. And apparently the Rashi points out, they would extract the oil from this bird and use it as fuel for the lamps. And the Gemara now says, "Rav Yitzchak Bar Yerachis Amar Mishchata Kaaza Kik is cottonseed oil." Reish Lakish Amar Kikon Dion. Reish Lakish says, "Oil extracted from this type of plant was the kikayon that was in Sefer Yonah, the kikayon that sheltered Yonah in the sun over at the end of Sefer Yonah." The Gemara continues, "Amar Rabba Chana Ledidi Chazil Kikon Dion. I saw the Yonah's kikayon. Vilitzlovza Damin. It's some sort of plant that it looked like it was with the very thick oil." Rashi says, "Okay, some translate it as the." What type of plant was I saw? It is a castor plant, okay? That's what I saw. Then either way, the Gemara continues and says, "Midavshi Rava," and the moisture grows in ponds. Below pum chanusa midalan yase. The merchants' hands hang from the entrance of their stores, and produced avdei mashcha v'anvul enecha and kolbrecha de marava. From its kernels, people produced oil, and under its branches, it would rest all the sick of Eretz Yisrael. People used to sit under these branches. Okay, the Gemara continues now. Other things that the Mishnah says is possible. All the wicks that the Chachamim say not to use on Shabbos, but Nesha or Misach Seches Behem, is unsuitable because the flame flickers on them, and Rashi points out that would lead to coming to tilt them. So that was one way we quoted, maybe potentially another mahalach is maybe it just won't last long. You're not necessarily afraid you're going to tilt it, but there's the whole mitzvah derabanan to light candles in Erev Shabbos, it'll last. So if they're flickering, it's obviously not good light, it's not going to be helpful. Either way, the Gemara continues. the oils that the Chachamim said you can't use on Shabbos, m'nei she'enim shachin achar psila. They're unacceptable because they're drawn easily into the wick. So in either case, the Chachamim are more concerned that one is going to tilt the lamp. That's what Rashi points out. The Gemara now says, "Bai minei abai miraba." I buy. Ask the question of Rava. Shmanim sharma chachamim manligam b'shabbes. Ma'oshi tina tochan shemen kol shuvi yadlik. So, what, in the case of all the oils, the Chachamim said we don't use to light. What about the situation where a small amount of the oil that's mutter, as she says, into the oil and then use them? Because you're using an amount that would have lasted a little bit, maybe like, let's say, 5 minutes, and I'm going to add a lot of the puzzle oil. So do we have a dinder abundant over here that's going to assume that you're going to come to light the candles in such a way with the oil, unacceptable oils alone or not? So the Gemara says, Amar lei, ayam adlikin. Rabbah says, we do not. So the Gemara time, what's the reason? Lefi shei adlikin. What's the reason? He says, because we don't. What does that mean? So Rashi fills in the blanks over here. Rashi says that you don't use it with the unacceptable oil because, according to this, the Rabbanan prohibited the practice of adding a small amount of oil because someone might come to use unacceptable oils. The Gemara says, though, Esivei. So the Gemara has a kasha on this. Karach, davar, shemadlikinbo. If someone wrapped a substance that you're allowed to use, agave, davar, shemadlikinbo, and over a substance that you're not allowed to use to light, and they lit it as one wick, then the Mishnah says, in madlikinbo, you're not allowed to use that wick. And Rabban Shimon, Megamliel Omer, that's the Gersa change, shall base Abba Yokorchem Psila Agabi Egos and Madlikin. And he's giving his testimony that his parents' household, they used to wrap a valid wick, they were in the Nesiyim, right? They would use a valid wick around a nut, which is not valid, and they would light such a wick. So now the Gemara is saying, we don't have the argument yet. Katani Miat Madlikin, though, we say that Rabban Shimon Gamliel says that it is mutter to light it. That's what they used to do. So the Gemara, says, yeah, that's Rabban Shimon Gamliel. However, the Tana Kama said that this was Asr. Amar Leah, they asked Akasha, Musa Levin, Rabban Shimon Gamliel says him in Tana Kama. You say that that was the opinion of the Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Great. Rabban Shimon Gamliel said that that was his family's minug. However, the Tana Kama disagreed. Maybe we're passing like Tana Kama. So the Gemara says, Alokasha, Meister up. If Rabban Shimon Gamliel argued on the Tana Kama stam, usually the Lacha goes like Tana Kama. Potentially. However, over here, we have a Maisa Rav, we have a Din, where he's saying this was a practice of all the Bein Asim, so that probably this was a halacha. So then, fine, if that's the case, Makomo Kasha, in any event, then we have a Kasha, Mai Lav Lalik. Isn't this, Rav Shimon Gamliel is telling you they're allowed to light this wick composed of valid and invalid substances together, which is what you just wanted to say before, is Mamish Aser. So my answer is no, Lo Hakfos. We're answered, Rav Shimon Gamliel is not speaking of lighting it alone, rather, he was allowing it, using it as a support in order to keep the wick afloat, to leap it above, and that situation would be mutter. So the Gemara says, Ila Hakfos, if it's about keeping it afloat, my time at the Tanakama, why would Tanakama say it's Aser? This is totally mutter, nothing's gonna happen, you don't have to be afraid of anything. So the Gemara says, you're right. Kula Rav Shimon Gamliel, the whole thing is Rav Shimon Gamliel, Chasur Mechaser of Hachikatani, and this is what we meant to say, we have to fix up the Mishnah and fix up the whole thing. So that's like a very Dochak answer. Gemara doesn't like to do this, but sometimes we have to amend the Mishnah to make it make sense. What is the following? Karach davar shen malikimbo. If someone wrapped a substance that you're allowed to use, al gabay davar shen malikimbo, around the substance that you're not allowed to use, so in malikimbo, the halacha is you're not allowed to, so that's like a who I'm to tie it before. The med removed which circumstances this applied, lahadlik. This is only to light it. About lahakfos, mutter, to use it, to keep it afloat, is mutter shirah mangachin lomer, that is a raya, shall base abay yukorchim seal shalagos, my father's household, to wrap the valid wick around the nut. We see from there that using it to keep it from sinking would be mutter. So then, now the Gemara asks: So, any v'hamar of Bruna of Rav chelam mechutav v'kavay demak mishnoch adam notes in the tochan shem kol shemadlik. But Rav Bruna said in the name of Rav that use like this, the molten fat. Right, this is mentioned over here. The fat actually for liquid form to use that. The so we see over here is andagim shenemachu, and also the innards of fish that they dissolved. Adam notes in tochan shem and kol shemadlik. Person put a small amount of the valid oil and kindle it. So that seemingly was usher, and we're allowing you. So the Gemara now says, no, there's a fundamental difference. Hani mimshechei be'inayu. These two oils which Rav was speaking about, those are drawn after the wick by themselves without adding any valid oil, so they're mutter to use to light. However, hani mimshechei be'inayu, these cases, the other oils which they speak of are not drawn after the wick by themselves, and therefore it is going to be aser v'gaz rabbanan al chelev mechutach, v'shem chelev t'esheinu mechutach. And then the Rabbanan prohibited using this the case of chelev mechutach, of this molten fat, because of the case of, and they also goes around the case of the inside of a fish, because that they have dissolved, and the kind of fish, the inside of the fish is not dissolved, in which case those would be puzzle to use. So the Gemara now asks, then why don't they also go there on the thing itself? In which you put a small amount of oil, put mishum chelam chutach v'karvei dagim shenimachu shelonas in the chutzemen, on account of the melted or we mentioned before again the molten fat or the dissolved inner fish innards. So the Gemara says, lonas in the chutzemen. In that situation, we should be gozer. So the Gemara now says, what do you mean? Why would you make a gzer on that? Haguf gzer. That's a dinder abanan itself. That would be a gzer like zera. We have a concept. You don't make a din derabanan as a safeguard for another din derabanan. The whole din of shemartim es mishmarti, asu shemaris mishmarti, that you have a gzera, that the chazal have the right to make gzeras and takanas to protect dinim daraisa, that's only for dinim daraisa. We don't make a gzera, a general rule, we don't make gzera gzeras, might be very, very few exceptions, almost not, but the general rule, we do not have gzera like gzera. So therefore, we would reject being machmir on chelev mechutach v'karvei gadim shenimachu. Either way, continues the morning in the Mishnah. So now these wicks and oils which are usher to use are also usher to use them in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Pasuk says, so what does that mean? So he continued and said the drasha. What was the drasha? The unusual use of the words lahalos. That's teaching us you can choose wicks and oils that the flame has to light up by itself, not to you, lo teshavachet, that you're going to be helping it by the means of you helping it light stand up because they're not good, and that it would not be, that would be a puzzle thing to use in the Beis HaMikdash. Tanan. So we learned in the Mishnah, the worn out, the mechnasayim. The mechnasayim were the back of the underwear, like the under, I don't want to say underwear, like the undergarments, that area. That's what the mechnasayim were. The one of the, there was four big dekahuna for the kohen. Hedyon, the four big dekahuna for the kohen gadol. One of them is the mechnasayim that the kohanim used to wear, and also their belts is another one for that the kohanim used to wear. So they would tear them when they were worn out, and then they would use them to light in the Beis HaMikdash. So we're talking about wicks that are made of wool, and that is something that's puzzled to use on Shabbos. Seems like it would be mutter to use it. So isn't that against this whole drasha that we just quoted in, right? Isn't that against the drasha that we just quoted in the name of Rabbi Bachama? So the Gemara now says, no, Simchas Beis Shoveh Shaina. This wasn't talking about to use as a menorah, rather using a Simchas Beis Shoveh, but that's different because it's not a din daraisa maybe, or maybe just, it's not the actual lalos ner tami, the drasha that we're having before. Therefore, you could use wool wicks. So the Gemara asks, Kasha, the Tashma, the Tanya Rabbi Bar Master, Rabbi says, taught, Big Day Kahuna Shebalu. In the case when you have the Kohanim's garments that wore out, Mafikino San, they would tear them up, and they would make them wicks for the Beis HaMikdash. My love, the Kohanim, we're not referring to the ones that they used of the wool and the Kohanim uses Kalayim, they would have the mixture of wool and flax, those were used for their belt, the Avnate, would be made of Kalayim. Kalayim was mutter by Big Day Kohanim, the Gemara has a whole drasha for that. So that we see over here, though, either way, that's something that was used to light the in the menorah. So Gemara says, no, we weren't talking, he wasn't talking about the avnet, rather he was talking about the butz. The butz was the linen, that was the thing that he used to wear for his garment. That would, what we're discussing, and linen is mutter to use on Shabbos. So now we're going to get into some gishmak sugyas. Not that this was on gishmak also, but the, everything is gishmak in the Torah, but this is in Yonah Dioma, in Halacha of Hilchos Chanukah. Very nice stuff about Hilchos Chanukah. So Gemara Amar Huna, Psilos Hishman Hashem Rechamim. So Rav Huna comes with the first statement. He says that the wicks and oils that are usher to use on Shabbos are also to use on Chanukah, whether it's weekday or whether it's Shabbos. That's going to be significant. Why he distinguishes when what should be the difference between weekday and Shabbos. So the Gemara now says, "Amar Rava, my time, Rav Huna. What's Rav Huna coming to teach you? What's the svara behind his ruling?" So the Gemara says, "Kasavar kavsa zakukla." So if the Chanukah's light becomes extinguished, someone is obligated to relight it. So we're going to see, based on the Hemshech of the Gemara, that you need around a half hour time to light your Chanukah candles. They need to last for a half hour. So what if they go out before that half hour? If there was supposed to, a crazy wind happened, something happened, and they went out. So if it's, so according to Rav Huna, we see over here, that he says you have a chiyuv to then relight it. However, and he also holds it's permissible to make use of the Chanukah's light, in which case that's why he dafka came out of his way to say on Shabbos it's also usher, because Shabbos the chiddush is that on Shabbos normally you're not, if you weren't allowed to use the nearest Chanukah, then I wouldn't be afraid of coming to tilt it. No, the chiddush is that dafka also on Shabbos, another iddin is it's puzzle to use them because you come to tilt it, besides for the fact that they're puzzle during the weekday. That was the extra chiddush of Shabbos. So the Gemara now says, so he was teaching you again two dinim about nearest Chanukah. So now the Gemara says, Rav Chista disagrees, and he says, Madlikim ben bebachol of a lo b'shabbos. Chista says you can light these for during the weekdays. You're allowed to light during the weekdays and not on Shabbos. So what does he hold? So he must hold kasavar kavsa. He must hold, going on to the next Amud, kavsa in zakukla. So you're not obligated to relight it. Umutar l'shtamesh l'ora. So if you, so again, it's mutter to use it during the week, because what? Because if it goes out, it's not a problem. So that's the shiloh that the Achronim ask. Yeah, but why would you l'chachila allow someone to use something that's not going to last a half hour? Okay, that's a whole shiloh, the Beis Halevi discusses it. But for our purposes, again, he's saying that even if you have something that doesn't necessarily last a half hour, as long as it could have, then it's okay if it goes out, so I don't have to worry that you're not using the best stuff. And he also, but he says, it's also mutter to use, make use of the Hanukkah's light. If there's no Isra Hana, if it's mutter to use the Hanukkah's light, so then if it's not using a valid wick, then that would go back to the gzera that we have about tilting the regular Shabbos uses. You're not allowed to use it because you come to tilt it. That's what Rashi said you're going to do the halacha of Mavir. So then over here also, if you're going to come to use the Hanukkah candles to read your book, you're reading your book next to it. So that is therefore you make a gzera that you can't use it on Shabbos, but you can do it during the week. Now there's a third shita of Rabbi Zera. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav Masna, Ve'amar La, Ve'amar Le'amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav, Psilos Shishmanam Sh'amna B'chachamim, Ein Lekim Shabbos, Manlikim Em Chanukah, you are allowed to use it for Shabbos, Bein Mechol, Bein Shabbos. So he's the most Mekil, says you're allowed to use it for Shabbos and Chol. Why is that? And this is actually how we paskin. Because in Rabbi Yirmiyahu, my time at the Rav, what's the reasoning of Rav's ruling? Kasavra, he holds Kavsa in Zakukla. And in terms of the Chanukah's light, if it becomes extinguished before the half hour time, you're not chayav to rekindle it. And therefore, it would be mutter to use it even if it goes out. You don't have to worry that this is not necessarily the best quality lights. However, he also holds Aser Lishtamish Le'ora. He holds it's Aser to make benefit of the light of the Chanukah candles, in which case, you're never going to come to tilt it on Shabbos because you're not allowed to use them. So therefore, since I'm not allowed to use them, therefore we paskin that it would be mutter to use them even on Shabbos. And the question is, though, why is there an Isra Hana? Why are you not allowed to derive benefit from the lights of Chanukah candles? So just give, there's one tarot that for salvation always says, like, everything is Kein Deraisa Tikkun. Right? It's a concept that we always say that, but here, the Rishonim already explained that Rashba and the Ran, they would always say, he liked the Rishonim exploded it for everything. Every minug, everything was always Kein Deraisa Tikkun, Rav Shechter all the time in Ashirim would always quote this. So in this regard, the Rashba and the Ran explain, no, that makes a lot of sense. There's an Isra Hana by the menorah in the base of Mikdash. We wanted to parallel the din of Chanukah behind the din of the din deraisa of menorah and beis hamikdash, and therefore there's an iser of we call it like a tashmisha kedusha keilu, and therefore it's usher to have anah from the light of the Chanukah candles. Okay, continues the Gemara now. We're relating an incident what happened over here. Amrul Rabbanan kameh da baye mishmed Rabbi Yirmiyah. It's on the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah lo kibla. Abaye didn't accept it. Kiyaser Rabin, but however, when Rabin came, so they said this already, this statement in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Abaye rejected it. Amar Rabbanan kamei da Abaye mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, and they said in the name of Yochanan, vekilder, and this time Abaye accepted it. So then what happened? Amar, Yizachi gemet lo shmeita meikara. If I had been worthy, I would have acquired this Rav's teaching earlier in my life. So the Gemara says, "Vahag Gemara, at the end of the day, what's the difference? He heard it the first time, he didn't necessarily understand it. Then he said it the second time, he did accept it. So what's the difference?" So the Gemara now says, "There is an afkamina legir sadionka. The difference was he wanted to learn it when he was younger. Apparently, when a person, the Gemara says that when the Mishnah Pirkei Avos talks about it, someone who learns earlier versus someone who learns later, something that you know earlier in your life is easier to retain. It's easier to remember, lasting much longer." Okay, now the Gemara has a kasha though on Rav and Rav Chista. The Gemara now asks, did Rav Chista say that someone who lights a candle doesn't have to be obligated to relight it? Or a minyan, we have a kasha, the mitzvah, so the Braisa tells us that the mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah candles goes from Mishatishka Chama. That's a big shayla. What is Mishatishka Chama? Usually sometimes it means Shkia. That's a lot of Rishonim and Achonim Pasuk in the Gra, famously said, right, from the moment of Shkia, of sunset. However, I would say when Mishatishka Chama is completely, when the sun is completely set by Tzeis. That is how Shulchan Aruch rules, that's how many Chasidim and Svardim do, is when Tzeis HaKochavim. Either way, that's when it starts. Ad shetichle regal menashuk, until the last persons leave the market. The Gemara says, when is that time? My love, di lav kavisa hadar madlikla. Doesn't that imply though the Chanukah light, once it becomes extinguished from any time in that, you would have to relight it? And when it says no, lo, the idlo adlik my like, no, the halacha is, we're telling you that the Braisa is telling you, the Chiddush of the Braisa is that if someone lights during that time, that's the time to light Chanukah candles. You're allowed to light. However, if not, the diuk seems to be that you don't light at all. That's how many Rishonim hold. So that's how Tosos hold. Tosos hold that if you miss this time of Shetich Ragam and Ashuk, it's no longer mutter to light. That's her first day. So that lechachila, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like that. That's definitely how we hold. The Rambam, however, says that this whole din was lechachila anyway. But either way, you should be very makbid about that. The best time to light is at Seisak al-Chavim, at least let's say Shulchan Aruch. Shkia is really the really best time. It's very, very hard for a lot of people who are working to be able to come on. They could, there's other heterim. But lechora, you should, let's say, in Motzei Shabbos, right away after Shabbos is over, to try to get the Iker time, right, at Seisak al-Chav, right, at Shkia, to do whatever your minig is on that regard, but you should really be doing it at the Iker time, not much later. So the Gemara says, V'inami l'shur, however, that the Brice is telling you that this is a requirement measure of oil, that you should have that. So which one would that be? Achetichach min ha-shuk, well, how much time is that? Kama. Until how long does that last? Amar Rav Arachan and Yochanan, adekhalia ragla de tarmudai. Until the tarmudai has left the market. Who is tarmudai? So Rashi tells us there was these people who they would sell the different wood in the city markets. So they would go longer than other people, and they would be, because they would make sure anyone who needed wood that night were there. So therefore, they would, until they leave, that was the last people. Pasha says these people are non-Jews. It's a whole shaila. Is this even applicable? The whole din of presuming is, it doesn't even apply for non-Jews. The Chora doesn't. That's how most Rishonim hold. So then why does the Tarmudai matter for us? Look at that, it's a shaila. Don't get into so much right now, but that's what we overhold. So anyway, most people, the Riff and the Rush, hold that this is a fixed amount of time. You have a half hour after Tzeis, and that's how the Poskim quote, you have a half after Tzeis, not the Rikhla, Tarigla Talmudai. However, the Ritva does hold, the Ritva just says that no, as long as the marketplace is still with people, there'd still be a chiyuv of lighting. I know the Brisker Rav was pretty famous. He was machmir for that. So what did the Brisker Rav do? I think it was like a movie theater near where he lives or something where people were there like till 3 o'clock in the morning. He put enough oil every night to make sure it lasted till 3-4 o'clock in the morning because he saw people were there all night walking around. So he would make sure to do that chumrah. Okay, that's again the chumrah. We don't necessarily pass like that. Maybe it's a nice chumrah to do, but necessarily make our din. We hold it the chorah like the riff and the rush. It's just a standard shear of a half hour. Continues the Gemara now. The mitzvah of Chanukah is that one person lights it for his entire household. So that's the regular din. You just have to light one candle all 8 nights, and you're yotzeh for everyone. Lechora, according to this, the Rishonim Medayik, the Achronim Medayik, maybe it's only a chovas, it's like mezuzah. Just like one house, you just have one nair, and everyone's yotzeh through that. However, Mahadrin, Shaila, what's Mahadrin? Rashi says Mahadrin achar mitzvahs, those who go after mitzvahs. Others say Mahadrin, no, like chavchila, like hider, like we have by sukkis, okay? Either way, that's Mahadrin is something who go further, above and beyond. What they'll do, nair lekol echad vechad. You light for each member of their household. So, okay, and those who are even more machmir, Beit Shammai says you reach madlik shmona and you go mekanach pochas beholich, you go for down from 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, etc. And Beis Hillel says you go real mishal madlik achas mekanach mosi beholich. Beis Hillel says that you start one light and then you continue and increase. The shaila is the mahajim mahajin, are they going back adding to the regular ner isha beso, or are they adding into the regular din of mahajin? That's a machlokes rishonim lechora. The Rambam holds that you still go after each member of the household and you add to that. And the Tosfos said, no, it's going back to the regular din of ner isha beso. Mahajin and mahajin is saying that one person lights and every night you continuously know, so everyone knows what night of Chanukah is. That's the ikar halacha. That's what Sfarim do ad hayom. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Tosfos, and they hold that they what do they do? They light only one person. One, the Baal HaBayis is the only one who lights by his Sephardi home by the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ramah, his interpretation of the Ramah, I say the Ramah because Pasha's Ramah is not like that. He's maybe it's not even the Ramah at all. Maybe it's the Maharil. But the Ramah says no. You do based on each person of the household and everyone. Since it's Nikr, since you know how everyone has their own menorah, so then everyone's allowed to light, and that's how the Ramah holds. Lechora, it's not necessarily. It's similar to the Rambam. Lechora, it's not the Rambam, but that's how the Ramah holds. That Ashkenazim do is that everyone lights. Every Ashkenazi is no egg. Some even the women light if they have different menorahs. That is the din over here. So the Gemara now says, Amar Ula Pligi Bei Tribe Morai Bar Ma'arava. So they explained the machlokas about why the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing. What is the difference? Rav Zivda, Rav Yosi, Bar Avda, Rav Zivda. They say the following: Chad Amar Tamei the Beis Shammai Kineged Yamim Menichnasim. According to Beis Shammai's ruling, is because you wonder how many days are yet to come. That's how they want to explain it. The lights are, so therefore you're going to know when days are yet to come. But time at the Beis Hillel, the reason Beis Hillel is, how many days have already gone by. So it's day one, that's the day one. Day two is day two. That's why they continue like going like that. And another machlokes is the following. Beis Shammai's reason in Kineged Pariah Chag. When it comes to Sukkis, Chag is always referred to as the Gemara as Sukkis. So they used to bring off 70 different things, Kineged, the 70 different nations. The first day was 13. Then it would go down. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 4, until the last day of Sukkis, the seventh day. And it gets to 70. And since it goes downward, so we follow that parallel and doing it going down 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 2. 5, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. So the Gemara says, what's the reason of Beis Hillel? We continue going up with regards to holy matters and we don't go down, so therefore you go start with 1, 2, 3, 4, and go up that way. There are a lot of deeper kisodas, a lot of chasidus, a lot of things on these. Okay, then again, we have to get the pashup shot. Amar Rabba Barchan, Amar Yochanan, Shnei Zekin, there's two elders in Sidon. Echad Asik Beis Shammai, Echad Asik Beis Hillel. One did like Beis Shammai, one did like Beis Hillel. Vezeno Sim Tal Nevarav, this one gave reasoning for his svaras. Kineged Parei Chag, he said it was Kineged Parei Chag. Vezeno Sim Tal Nevarav, Demalim Mekodesh Vein Moridin. You go up in holiness and you don't go down. So that's like the second interpretation of what the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel was. Tanu Rabbanan, we taught in Abraisa the following. Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Linichal Pesach Beis. The requirement to have it is by the doorway of one's house. Mibachutz, from outside. Why? Because they used to have a chatzer. And in that chatzer, they used to light outside. And that would be the most nikkur, that's the most persimmon yirsa. However, in Darba Aliyah, if you live on the upper floor, so then you can't light in the by your door. Manicha Machalon Smukhal Rashus Rabbi and place it in the window adjacent to the public domain. Vishas Zakana, however, in the times of danger, Manichal Shulchan Avadayo, he should place the light inside, and we don't do it outside anymore. That's why the minhag in America and in Chutzlar, it's usually for most people, is we don't change that minhag. We kept it. However, in Eretz Yisrael, we go back to Tznan, then people light, most of them, people are knowing to light outside. And the Gemara says, Amar Rava Tzar, but again, everyone agrees though that the Iker Din was that you light outside. The things changed in Chutzlar, so there was a lot of pogroms, things like that. They had to light inside. However, the shaila is, do you go back to the regular din? That's a shaila in Eretz Yisrael they do, and in America, and in Chutz Laretz, most people do not. Amar Rava Tzarech Ner Acheres L'Shamesh La'ora, in general, comes to Neros Chanukah, you need another light, the Shamesh, because you have to make sure not to use it, and he's holding like Reb Zera, apparently, that it would be Aser to use the light of the Neros Chanukah. Ve'ika Medura Lo Tzarech, and if there's a large fire in the room, then you don't need to, because that is showing that you're obviously not using Neros Chanukah for light purposes. However, if you're a chashav person, people think that menorah was dafka lit for you. Maybe they brought it next to you near you, so therefore you have to light the shamish. And that's why, again, we lit the shamish just to make sure we don't use any of the Neros Chanukah. That's why we have it nowadays as well. And where it continues, what is the origin of Neros Chanukah? Interesting why this wasn't mentioned first. We go into the, I guess we were discussing Agav, we got into Neros Chanukah, but now we have to discuss, what's my Chanukah? What's the reason for the Din Darabanan of Chanukah? So it's talking about Tanur Rabbanan, because it's Braisa in Megillas Tanis. The Chafi Bekislav, Yimei Chanukah, Timna Inun, there's 8 days of Chanukah, the special days, the Lamispin, the Lord of the Lord. You don't have eulogies, you don't fast, Shaniklasu, Yavanan, Lehechal, because the Greeks came in, Vitima is called Ashmanash Lehechal, they contaminated and made it Tame, all the oil in the base of Migdash, Agarva Machus, base Chanshom, and Nitzchum, and the Chashmonaim came, and they got rid of them, Badik Lamatsa Pachacha Shel Shem, and they were looking for a kosher oil, and they found one Pach Shemen, Shaymunach, Bechosmash, and Gagodon had still this, the sign, according to Gadol, that it was still good. They were only going to be able to light it for one day. And it lasted 8 days. And next year they kept it for Halav Eldah. The famous Beis Yosef Kasha with like 350 Terutzim is, why is it 8 days? It should be 7 days. They had enough for one day. Okay, so you can look at the 350 Terutzim. There's this Hosefer with like 300 Terutzim to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. So the Gemara continues now. Tznan Hasam, Geisa Yotzim Mitachar Padash Yotzim Ehizik. If you have a spark that flies out from under a blacksmith's hammer and it went and damaged another person's property, chayav, the blacksmith's going to be liable. Gamal shotem bishon over b'shus rabim, if a gamal had on it, on its back, it was you had on it flax and it was passing through the public domain, v'nichsel bishon al tochachanas, and its flax accidentally rummed into the guy's shop, v'elik nero shalchanvani, and then it ignited the shopkeeper's light, v'elik asabira, and then he ended up lighting a whole house on fire. Then bala gamal chayav, the person's camel is going to be chayav because his camel was the one who did all this. What if the shopkeeper placed his light outside the shop? Then the person, the shopkeeper, is going to be chayav. This is why we brought up this Mishnah in Bava Kamma, because Rabbi Yehuda says in the case of Chanukah, the shopkeeper is permitted to do it there. Therefore, he is not going to be chayav if it's Chanukah. So now the Gemara says, Amar Avina Zosamaris. We see from Rabbi Yehuda that near Chanukah mitzvah nicha besoch asara, that the requirement to place Chanukah light is dafka within 10 tefachim of the ground. Why? Because what's the proof? If you should hold that it's higher than 10 tefachim, lemalei, he should have said to him, the damaged guy is going to say, hayala chanicha lamala megamal verochva. You should have placed your Chanukah light above it, way above where anyone, animal could have gotten to it, and it's not my fault. However, since he's saying, no, I was doing it with the mitzvah, so the Gemara answers, no, dilma imachichan alei tuva, itanuim mitzvah. Even though it's not necessarily me'ikar din to do it 10 tefachim high, however, if we trouble a guy to put it 10 feet in the air because he doesn't want any animals to get to it, he's not going to do it. So therefore, we allowed him to do the more b'diavad case of putting it within 10 tefachim. The shaila is, do we accept this rejection or not? The Rambam seems to accept it. The Rambam doesn't write the concept of having it within 10 tefachim. However, the many Rishonim assume that we do accept it. We do accept the fact that it's, you should keep it from 3 to 10 tefachim, and that's what Shulchan Aruch writes you should do lechatchila. And the Arizal, Api Kabbalah, says very, very big things. Dafka to have it between 3 and 10. I think like 8 is Dafka's number, something like that. Put it in 8 tefachim, and that is the Chassidim are very makbid about this, having it by the door and 8 tefachim. If you put it by the window, a lot of times it's not shayach because you're putting it by the window. So it doesn't matter how high it is, but the Maisa, that's what you say. Okay, Adkan for today, Shukach.